In a little time, you see an ant struggling through the upturned mold. They reappear by twos and threes, running hither and thither in search of their lost companions. Such were we upon Earth, wandering aghast at the effects of pestilence. Our empty habitations remained, but the dwellers were gathered to the shades of the tomb. As the rules of order and pressure of laws were lost, some began with hesitation and wonder to transgress the accustomed uses of society. Palaces were deserted, and the poor man dared at length, unreproved, intrude into the splendid apartments whose very furniture and decorations were an unknown world to him. It was found that though at first the stop put to all circulation of property had reduced those before supported by the fictitious wants of society to sudden and hideous poverty, yet when the boundaries of private possession were thrown down, the products of human labor at present existing were far more than the thinned generation could possibly consume. To some among the poor, this was matter of exultation. We were all equal now. Magnificent dwellings, luxurious carpets, and beds of down were afforded to all. Carriages and horses, gardens, pictures, statues, and princely libraries. There were enough of these, even to superfluity. And there was nothing...